maybe not to our satisfaction, but nevertheless, we need to adapt the report. I don't think, looking at the issue of time, I don't think it would be wise for us to go through the whole report because it's been part of what we dealt with during the presentation of the department. Perhaps what we could do is just go to observations, the back of the report. If the meeting allows that. Is that fine to do it that way? We just go to observations and to the recommendations that were made. Could somebody just read through the observations? Page 11.
Having met with the department to scrutinize the budget and strategic plans, the committee made the following observations. The current allocation of mere 150 million for programs related to women, children, and persons with disabilities is of great concern, as this will not enable the department to effectively implement its mandate at the scale that was envisaged. The committee noted the concern the allocation to the department, which decreases on over the MTEF period, with particular reference to incremental increase to human resource compensation at the expense of budgetary cuts to program implementation. The department's lack of knowledge concerning the Commission for Gender Equality Programs role and budgetary allocation. The handover report of the programs previously allocated to the presidency and the audited financial statements has as yet not been provided to the committee. As such, it is difficult for the committee to ascertain whether there were any debts inherited by the department from the former offices and which of the program activities would be continued. The committee observed that the department allocated substantive funds to development strategy and annual reports. The committee observed that though the department will not be able to effectively implement its mandate due to financial constraints, it has chosen to fund catalytic projects which are already implemented by other departments. The outcome indicators and related outputs for the related programs are still too broad and require more specificity to ensure that an objective can be measured effectively in order to determine whether an impact has been made.
Thank you. Members, do you feel that is a true reflection of the observations? Are there any additions? Honorable Robinson?
Chair, thank you. I just want some clarity. If you could just tell me the second last point. The committee observed that though the department will not be able to effectively implement its mandate, it has chosen to fund catalytic projects which are already implemented by other departments. Could we just, I'm not absolutely sure how we're doing that. We want to support them, yes, but are we funding them? And could I just have an example of which are these catalytic projects? Because I'm a little confused about this one. For example, we're saying we don't have enough money. But other departments have been given extra money, like social services and so on, to implement the type of thing that, quite frankly, I would have liked us to be implementing. But, okay, it's not to be. But where is this money coming from then? And if it's falling under them, should they not be funding it? But we're just looking after, making sure that these things are being done. But that's why I just need to know what the projects are, apart from street children, which we had some debate about the other day, whether it was really, you know, falling within the sphere or not.
One, you're asking as to where the money is coming from.
Yeah, which are the projects the catalytic project?
Obviously, the money is coming from the same budget.
Our budget?
Mm, our budget, that's 156. Who has something in front of them? Who can remember what those projects are? We ask them to that they should do away with.
See, I'm not sure what we're actually funding, because one of my concerns, and I think this is something that's been shared by others, and if I'm wrong, please tell me, that we've actually not got enough money to fund projects. We're just paying salaries and things like that at this stage. But, so where is the money coming from? And I want to know what they are, if they are. We spoke about a fund. You know, the women's fund that was going to be created. Is that included in that? Because there again, I'm not sure that there are sufficient resources for that.
Now, I think we are in a bit of a difficulty. I was under the impression that Sandy was going to be around, because I saw him at that meeting. He would be better placed to answer your question.
So that's the only one, the sort of observation that I then really have a question about. So I don't know.
It's on the issue of the mandate as well. Mm. I think, you know, the concern that I raised about regarding the issue of the mandate is that, do we agree with the mandate that the department has? Because it seems that if the mandate that they are carrying is the same mandate that was carried by the OSW. For instance, I found it very strange that the ministry and the department was created and they're still doing exactly the same thing that was done by OSW. As a result, the women's funds, the children's funds, the persons with disability funds are placed elsewhere. They are not within the department. The department's role is to coordinate those various departments. And as far as I'm concerned, I thought that it will be part all that these monies, at least these funds, will be placed within this department so that this department is able to drive this. But if they are going to drive these monies, this project, through money that is coming from other departments, it is going to be totally unfair to the women of South Africa, I think the children and the persons with disabilities. So the problem is the mandate. Do we as the committee agree with the mandate that is given to the department? Because the reason why we're having this 156 million that is spread over 3 years is because the way they budgeted for exactly the mandate that is given to them. And Tina, as a portfolio committee, do we agree with that mandate?
Honorable Macha.
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson. I think this was quite a long debate. With, you know, we had the department here. Because when I look at the mandate of the department's mandate is supposed to be oversight. The department is a line function department with a difference at the moment. Although, you know, a person is not in agreement with what is taking place. The department is oversight. It does not implement. The department does not implement, and I think that is what we carried over to them, that these projects that they have, you know, the catalytic, they should cut it out of their budget and leave it like street children with social development. When it comes to the stock sales with economic development, things like that. So I think the question that the Honourable Titi is asking is correct. Do we agree with that mandate? Because I think when you look at the mandate of the department, they got the catalytic projects too. And I think we've wasted very strongly that they are not the implementing department.
Duncan, and Honourable Robinson.
Thank you, Chairperson. I absolutely agree with Member Hulk on what she just said, but I also want to add, I think the one thing that I am disappointed around the department is that they did not ensure yet that we actually have the handover reports from the OSW, the ORC, and the disability. I think that they should have ensured that we by now had those reports. Then I think that maybe I want to ask our researchers just one big favor, that we get rid of these bullet points and make it 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, because I can then refer instead of saying .3, refer rather than 2, 3, or 4. Thank you so much. And that has been very positive. I want to add then to
bullet. You also taking into account your age.
Yes, thank you, Chairperson, because, I mean, I can have senior moments. I just turned 50 on the 26th of March. Thank you very much, Chairperson. So I wish to add, if I can, yeah, add to bullet point 4, because they only refer to the former officers. And since we now inherited the CGE, it is important that we also refer to the yes, just add that in there, yes, the CGE, just be added there. Thank you, Chairperson. Can I perhaps just say this last point, referring to the strat plan and also the mandate of the department. Chairperson, if you can remember last year when we started off, started to look at our own, as a portfolio committee, at our own mandate, we did ask, and I think we agreed on that, that we also form part of the department to be part of the process where they actually look at their mandate, as well as their strat plan, as well as the organigram. Not that we want to interfere, because they also have certain rights, but I just thought since this is a new department, a new ministry, a new portfolio committee, it would have been good learning from the past problems and lacks that they had, that we could at least put all the different sectors in place. So I just want to remind our researchers as well as us that we actually said that, and that also didn't happen yet.
Also, maybe what we needed to do from our side was to put something in writing and forward it to them. Maybe just to give them their space as well. I think that's what we should have done on our side. But I take your point.
Okay. But I think maybe we must ask Nelisa. I think that we asked, and like I've asked in the previous meeting, with the reports that we wait for from the departments as well. So, yes, I agree with you that we have to see that.
Ms. Robinson?
Sorry.
Honorable Dorothy?
Thank you. I just want to just get complete clarity. Are we going to keep that word there, that we are funding the catalytic program? We can't, because if it's being implemented by somebody else, the budget comes from them. So we need to change that.
Let's change that.
Thanks, Chairperson. I wanted to speak to this bullet that Member Robinson just raised to say we maybe delete it. But I think Comrade Kiki is right, because under observations, that was one of our observations. I think up to the last when we discussing with the department, we did not seem to agree, you know, on the fact that which speaks to this not being an implementing. But I think also the concern she is raising is what we have been raising with them for this department not to be a department, but to be located in the presidency. But I don't know how we can phrase it. Because I think our main concern here is that then it means we are not going to be able to authorize other departments, seeing that we are on the same path.
and yet initially it was for this department to be in the presidency so that we can have authority on other departments and not for a department. I think it has to be reflected, because even in our debates, I think we are going to raise it.
I think we can raise it in our debates, but also I think that type of thing we are raising, we are correct. But I think it needs a political decision. It does need a political decision. But I don't think it's wrong for us to raise it. Give me a chance.
All right. Page 12. Chairperson, on page 12, the recommendation. Just look at bullet point four. We have the our recommendation. The department should revisit the catalytic projects listed in the strategic plan. And
Let's deal with observations first.
Yeah.
We are now,
but I mean,
does it link?
Yes, it links, because look, there's a recommendation on it. That's what I'm saying. Three partners should revisit the catalytic projects listed in the strategic plan. And they should come in the mandate too, because this is what's in the mandate of the department. I don't know whether we're going to accept it, because you spoke about it's a political decision. Because the recommendation is directly at what is reflected in the observations.
Okay, so as far as the projects are concerned, we have covered ourselves that the department should revisit the projects. Now let's talk to the mandate. That's what we should correct. Just as a recommendation on the mandate. But I am aware that it does need a political decision. But I don't think anything stops us as a committee also to recommend to the department. Honorable Kiki, I see you've got your hand up.
I'm not sure whether we should change the name department when we talk to the mandate and say the ministry. Since it's a political issue, should revisit the mandate.
Okay.
Mm.
Point taken on that one.
Are we also allowed to add to this?
You're not through, Kiki? Kiki, are you not through?
No, because I would like to add to the recommendations, but I'm through with this part.
You're through with this part?
Yeah.
Then move on and add to the recommendations. We have now mixed the observations and the recommendations, but it doesn't matter.
Chair, would you like to suggest us to quickly discuss this particular matter? Because if we are going to talk about the department, this department swallows a lot of money. We all know that, the staffing and all that. And then I don't know whether, why don't we rather recommend that the ministry should remain with the presidency? Honestly. It's the ministry, it's not the OSL. At least they have powers.
I don't know. I've mentioned something like that in my speech as well.
No, that's how we feel as the department, I mean as a portfolio committee, let us recommend that.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not going to work. This 156 will go to the salaries, I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm.
If we are going to create because they have not yet employed for the department. And this department is such a huge, that takes almost the whole floor. So, of all the maybe 5 to 6 floors of a department, and What about the provinces and so on? I think then we must have a different proposal if we want this to work. And we are women. And we want this to work for the women, South African women, not for us. I'm not leaving out the children and the persons with disabilities. But I think if we want what we expected, I mean, what the women out there are expecting is totally different. They thought that creating this department will bring about change to the women of South Africa. Therefore, we cannot continue to support what the OSW was doing right now. Because what is happening, you see, that the difficult part is that when you created a new department, a new ministry, you take people, all the people that were working in the OSW to come and come up with a strategic plan for this new ministry. That's point number one. That's where the problem is.
What about conflict of interest?
Yes.
Honorable Danny? Oh, hold on a bit, Comrade Danny. I thought you were covered. No. Okay, come in, Pat.
No, I was not covered. What happened is that Honorable Gigi had not finished talking, so I said I'll allow her to finish. I'm a bit confused, Chairperson, but let me say whatever that I'm thinking. My concern is that, Chairperson, I think the problem is not really, that is my view, I may be wrong. I don't think the problem is necessarily about the mandate of the new department. That is my view. But I think it is how the department or the minister understands it that is a problem. That is my view. And I also think another problem that we are facing is the fact that maybe we did not get time together with the department to have a workshop and actually outline that what is it that we expect this new department to deliver. I think that is a problem. And now this problem is a, you know, that challenge is actually creating a problem for us that now we only respond to what the department has put before us, which I think is limiting us in a way. If we had an opportunity to actually brainstorm and have a clear understanding of what is it that we expect from this department, because the fact is that it was declared by the president, so it is a department. But what is it that we expect from it? Maybe that is where we should have started from the beginning. Because to me, I was just looking at the mandate of the department. To me, I don't really think the problem is with the mandate. But the problem is how the department and the minister understand the mandate. That is where the problem comes from, according to my understanding. So I don't know what can be done at this late stage. We've got the debate on Friday. But to me, that is where the challenge is. They don't understand. They are unable to unpack this mandate in a correct way. And maybe they also did not have enough time to think broadly about what the women of this country expect this department to deliver. And that is where the shortcoming is, in my view. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, but where I would differ when Honorable Petra, you say we are responding to what the department puts before us. I think we are very clear what we understand the department to be doing. It's just that the functions were merely moved from OSW to this new ministry. And reasons given are that the ministry was formed for better functioning because OSW was under-resourced, they didn't have enough capacity and so forth. But as far as the committee, I think we are clear as to what the department should be doing. Maybe I would agree with you then to say maybe it's them that don't understand what is expected of them. But I think on the issue of the mandate, we are merely stressing a point that we would be more relaxed if it was falling under the presidency. That is what we are saying. So that it could emphasize its authority. Because as it stands now, they're actually on par, as Dorothy is saying. So So how do you monitor when you are at the same level as them? That is the only part. Maybe then that's not the mandate. You are right there. That is not the mandate, as we are saying. We are saying we are having a problem with the mandate. I think the mandate is correct, but it's the location that is not correct. But I'm subject to correction if...
Thank you, Chairperson. I do agree with the members, and I do understand what their concern is. But I for one have just one proposal. You know, in the last meeting that we had with the department, there was a sign of the department not understanding what we want. There was a remark by a lady who said the people who are hired here are skilled people and we know what we want. But my problem is maybe we look at it as a committee, we look at it as on the political side of it. We are worried about the people. And the department is doing it on the administration side. And my proposal is, I do agree that we don't have funds, but can't we wait as a committee for meeting with the department, sitting with them, and they should hear from us. Like they look surprised when you say the women are expecting a lot from their department. You know, it seems we are in a total different world altogether. But before we conclude that the ministry should go to presidency, can't we meet with the department? Let them hear what we want as a committee. Thank you, Chair. They do hear, but we should elaborate on the needs.
I agree.
That we want. Thank you.
I agree, but we must take into account that here we have a report in front of us that needs to be adopted before the debate. But also, I don't know what the department understands when we say the women are expecting a lot from them. I don't know how they understand that. But when we say that, in my view, I think we simply mean that resources that is going to make this department work are sitting in all the other departments. So when we say that to them, then it simply means that this department has to make sure that a certain percentage from all those departments is used towards gender mainstreaming. And in that way, that will be done by ways of this department monitoring. They've got lots of work to do. But I agree when you say perhaps they don't understand what we mean. Honorable Dorothy?
I won't be long, but just...
Honorable Danny?
Oh, sorry.
No, Chair, I mean... I'm just worried because if we're saying, I mean, if you look at the new ministry now, they've moved things that were there, as you know, from the president, and in their place, they've placed them somewhere. In our case, disability, they're from this ministry. But while in the past, you had only one ministry without portfolio, AYUP, who... All these other activities, disability, women, youth, were falling under his armpit. They've changed it. They've taken that out. And in the place of that, they've put ministries for implementation. They've put Travis, we know, for strategy and planning of implementation, but secondly, they've put Chabani for evaluation and monitoring. Now, these guys are cutting across all ministries, all spheres of government, as we know. Now, if we want them to take this up there, is it not going to kind of destabilize the whole structure, new structure that they've planned? I mean, I think where the problem is again, our maybe not our understanding, the department's understanding. If this ministry's kind of main mandate is to oversee the issues of women, which also cut across other departments, like you are saying, health, police, education for children, housing, almost so many other ministries that are very important. And if our job is really to oversee that these things are implemented there, or if you like, the suggestion that you are making that some of their resources come to us, and what I think should happen is, I mean, we should strategically plan it such that you can convince them this is what ought to be. You know, people establish structures, but whether structures are going to function, it depends on us who are given the responsibility in those structures to make them function. We need to think strategically and not just think they'll deliver money, they'll deliver resources without us convincing them this is the best way to do it. I mean, I still have a problem that the way we submitted our strategic plan, obviously it doesn't convince anybody. I mean, if you're still talking policy and we know policy is there, women know they've got policies long existing, they've reviewed it, and their policy is very strong. Children, that's why there are even children's charter, rights for children. You can't have all those things if policy is not there. So the way we presented it, I think, was a bit, the department presented was a bit problematic. But I wish after this we could sit down and say, how best can we make this department function? It could still function. But I think if you say take it back, because that will kind of overwhelm the whole structure the way it is designed now, I think they are not going to be able to do that.
Can we move towards somewhere on this point? Honorable Dorothy and Honorable Sla.
Thank you, Chair. I think whilst partly ones agree with what Comrade Denny is saying, I think the point here is that we are saying this department will not be able to achieve its objectives because the level from which it will be negotiating, it will be at the same level as all other departments.
Mm-hmm.
And this is precisely why we established this ministry. If you can remember the president in his State of the Nation address, he talked about a ministry that will engender government programs.
Mm-hmm.
How do you engender government programs when you are a department? You can't do that. So we are saying we are not going to stop lamenting this until the president listened to us, because he knew exactly what we wanted.
Mm-hmm.
That previous SOW failed because of its at the level at which it was located, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So we are saying we are not going to stop lamenting to say we want a ministry that has teeth. Not a toothless ministry with a department.
Clau, you are the last one on the point.
Well, I hope so, Chairperson. I think we've exhausted this discussion, Chairperson. What maybe we're grappling with is how do we put it in place? How do we take? Because there's one view here.
Mm-hmm.
We're saying it in many different ways, but we say the same view. Now, I think what needs to be done is to put that on record with a nice English, not as hard as we put it, in a nice English of what the committee says. And this report, because it's a report that must go with that. As the feeling of the committee. And of course, not excluding the issue that the committees of the view that further deliberations and discussions around this matter will be done. And that, rightfully, as you, a number of those who are going to speak have already mentioned, it should also be lamented within the speeches as comrades elaborate. And I think we take it as that, and we move on. But then the report must then be adopted with the with that kind of point in it, and with that kind of a program that says, we believe this is not the end of the story. This matter must be discussed until there is consensus around it.
Okay.
I think that should be the way forward.
We'll go back to Comrade Dennis' recommendation that we further discuss this. Should be an ongoing discussion with the department. And then I think our researchers and Kashifa and her team will put it in proper English, as Comrade Lauer said. I'm just worried then, when then do we adopt it with these amendments that you are making today? When? Now. Good. Good. So let's close on that one.
Just for clarity, to make sure that we understand the amendment. So what the committee is saying, that in terms of the concerns with regards to the mandate of the current department, the committee recommends that further discussions are to be held with the department with the view of questioning whether the current location of the ministry is appropriate to effectively give to effect their mandate. Is that what you're saying? Or do you actually want the recommendation that the ministry should move to the presidency? Because there's one of two ways. So it's for further discussion with respect of questioning whether the current location is appropriate.
Whether the current location, you know, makes it feasible for the ministry to function. Because perhaps they could be having the same problems, but I don't know whether they are afraid to put it across to us. But we are not saying it should, I mean, like Honorable Danny was saying, we cannot just say we want it to move straight away now. It should be, you know, it's a recommendation that is a process.
Thank you, Chair. I think to me what is important is that since we all speak the same language, I think that we want it cleared out. The fact that it moved from out of the presidency, that this department will have the same legal authority that these sectors had under the presidency. That going with the oversight instead of the implementation role. And if it is so, then we can take it from there, because that is what is important for us to know. Because that is the way that I see it. I mean, I do see it that with the proclamation of the new department and new ministry, the legal authority has come with that proclamation that this department will be able to hold all other departments accountable because within their line functions, because of the fact that they are implementation departments and not this department. So I think that we need to clear that out so that when we talk about it, I mean, tomorrow, Chairperson, is a political debate. Each one of us can take it wherever we want to take it. But on the very important, how can I call it, strategic points where we should not necessarily disagree or sound different, because we said that we are going to be in this committee, we are going to be the committee with the teeth, and on certain points we will have to speak and use the same terminology as such, not to bring confusion,
but then we add politically what we are not happy about. So maybe, I don't know if the researchers can perhaps, but since we are staying on the mandate of the committee and we talk about the legal authority, and then there's also something else, is the department referred in, no, the researchers have given us certain questions when we dealt with the department, and it was all around the green paper that the department referred to. So that is another part that I think that we also have to talk about. So I think that we really need to get together again soon after the debate, so that we can take these matters forward, because that green paper to me is all about maybe the how is the department going to do it.
Thank you. I think we can take, all of us can take the debate to as far as the sky. There's nothing wrong with that. But for me as the chair, it should satisfy me. And it's not all about satisfying me, I know. But I'm just saying that I'd be happy. Doesn't matter how high the debate goes and how much we oppose one another, as long as the aim is to make this department work and function. So that will be okay for me. Honourable Slava, I said you were the last one, and you're coming back again.
I was hoping that, Chairperson, but it's opened again. This is a report of the committee. And I don't think this report must go into detail on each and every aspect that is hanging in our minds. Firstly, we all accept that this ministry is in there. But there are hanging questions around its ability to function, around ministry, around department, around mandate, around that. You know, all these issues just get flagged. And these issues need to be further discussed. And close it there. We know the content. All that members are doing now is to go into the content of those issues. That would include the green paper, the development of the green paper, and all the other things. The issues that were raised by CSD. The Honorable, to say we need a department that has teeth. You can't monitor or oversight when I can tell you that you are my colleague. What are you going to tell me? You cannot say anything over me. Those are the details of the discussions emanating from the headings that we shall have just raised to say, these things are hanging around us, and the committees of the opinion that more intense and further discussions must take place on these issues until they are resolved.
Honourable Pat?
No, thanks, Chairperson. I think, I don't know what to say. I'm not covered, but I'm getting more and more confused. As we continue with this discussion, I'm getting more and more confused. So I don't know whether it will help raising it now or should I keep it for the next meeting. Yeah, because Chairperson, for me, I'm getting even more confused when we, I don't know whether using the word we is correct, but when we are saying we don't want the department to be an implementing department, I'm not sure about that. Because then if we say that, my question would be then, why do we have a problem with the budget that is so small if we are saying it won't be implementing, it will be just monitoring, advocating, and lobbying? Then there shouldn't be a problem then with 156 million. So I'm getting even more confused if we are saying we don't want it to be implementing. And if you remember, when we had our first discussion with the department around this issue, we even said that there are so many policies that have already been developed. The outcry out there is pertaining to implementation. So if they are not going to address issues of implementation, we are going to have a problem. So that is why I'm saying you can even hear my voice. I'm very, very confused. If you lower and lower, because I'm really getting confused now. So maybe we really need to sit down as a committee and outline clearly what is it ourselves that we want to see this department doing, because then...
You don't have to get confused. I was actually coming to that because I could sense and read that that is a thing. Yesterday when I had a chat with Kashifa in the afternoon about the very thing you're talking about, implementing and monitoring. Kashifa, you remember, could you put to the committee what we were chatting yesterday? I like the way you put it. When you say, although it's not an implementing department, but implementing comes, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Can you just briefly do that?
Okay. I'll give it my best shot. But I must say up front, to some extent, I feel the committee's disadvantaged in that when the promulgation happened, better guidance needed to be given. I think the same struggle happens with the Ministry for Economic Development and Policy, Minister Patel. I think he's sitting with the same challenges, except that in his case, his current department got a huge sum of money to look at research and policy development. Be that as it may, looking at the difference between an oversight versus an implementation department, this department will not be responsible for implementation in terms of service delivery. So if we think of the assistive devices catalytic project, it is not the responsibility of the department to look at whether there is an assistive device needed for a person with a hearing aid or braille, for example. It's not the responsibility of this department to give money to ensure that assistive devices are given. It's the responsibility of the service implementation department. What the role of this department would be in terms of implementation would be to assess whether, in terms of the Department of Health, have they allocated and spent in terms of assistive devices. In terms of Department of Education, have they allocated and spent in terms of assistive devices. They need to come up with the policies are there. The evaluation and the implementation tools for assessing the extent to which it happened is not happening. So, for example, when it comes to the Department of Education around learners with special needs, whether they need braille to write matric exams or whether they need a sign language interpreter, the department is supposed to assess. If you look at the disability policy paper and if you look at the convention, does that Department of Education have a policy in place? We do know there's inclusive education, but it's not being applied. Why isn't it? So there is a role for this department, because all the Department of Education will do is provide special school and appropriate funds. But the extent to which the rights of that child is met can be assessed by this department. And in a case of issues of rights, and understanding persons with disabilities, children and youth. If you look at them, just to give an example, if you look at over the Easter weekend, there were serious reports within ETV about corrective rape by lesbians within Khayelitsha. The call was made to the department, our department, to say, does the department have any programs in place to look at educating communities and issues of rights, and they said no. There again, the implementation component of this department would be from a rights perspective, because nobody else is doing that. All the police can do when we look at the domestic violence hearings is they take a record of what had happened, but no one is actually looking at how do we begin to educate women, children, youth, and persons with disabilities about what their rights are, and also help departments to understand when a violation of a right occurs, what is the responsibility of that department to ensure that the service occurs. So in terms of implementation, it's not about giving the assistive device, but the implementation concerns the education of rights, the assessment to which that right has been met, whether the policy is in place, and whether policy is being implemented. If not, why not? So I think from my understanding, and I mean, I think I'll ask the rest of the team to add in, That's where implementation is different. The other key challenge which we haven't, we skirted around, was the fact that one of the Polokwane resolutions and coming from looking at the issues around youth, people wanted a youth ministry and a women's ministry. They didn't get that. We got everything combined. There's never been an international precedent for a department or a ministry to deal with everything. That's also problematic. So when we talk, we often talk about the women's ministry, but that's incorrect because it's a ministry that looks at women, children, and persons with disabilities. So that, too, is problematic in a way because we can't only talk about the constituency, in your case, from women. The constituency is in relation to children and persons with disabilities, too, and they're being lost in that. So I think it's important that when we look at implementation, that it's not just the implementation from a gender perspective, but from a child rights perspective and from the perspective of persons with disabilities too. And then on a practical note, how do you begin to do all of that together? And I think it's the same challenges in hindsight if we look at the functions of the JMC for children, youth, disability and women. The struggle was how do we begin to look at all of these target groups with such limited resources? I'll ask Crystal and Gavin just need to chip in.
Crystal and Gavin, can you shortly...
I've covered everything that went to say.
Okay. Now, Honourable Pat, is that not implementation? So I do agree with you that we should not totally say that it wasn't implementing, you know. We actually mean that physically we are not delivering agents like building schools. But I think also it puts more work on us as a committee because then it means we have to give ourselves work to sit down and check labor. What are you doing about child labor on farms? How much money are you putting there? And so forth. Then we call the department to say, this is what we are pushing for. Assist us in doing so. So it is, I do understand your point. But I think it does cover you after what Kashif has explained. You must say thanks to the good chair. I would have just said, leave it. We'll discuss it some other time. Then you go home with a headache. Honorable Kiki, Honorable Danny, and Honorable Pat will be the last one. Then we close the meeting.
Chair, briefly, can we also get the view of the researchers regarding the funds, the Women's Fund, the Children's Fund, and the person with disability fund, and the location, is it the right location where they are located? Because I think that is crucial for us. The funds.
So what about the allocation?
Where they are located, because they are not located within this department. So I want their view on this particular issue.
Saying that, I don't quite understand you. Those funds, are they not within the 156?
No.
Where are they?
Actually, the department explained last year last week, that it's not within the department. It's within the economic development or whatever department.
Economic.
Their role is to coordinate.
Okay, can you say something on this, Crystal?
Okay, thank you. Initially, in last year, I remember the minister saying that one of the key deliverables for the department would be the establishment of that fund. I think that was still going with that proposed budget that they had envisaged. With what they got then, because I think one of the things the committee also raised in discussions with them was, there's only 7 million rand. What are you going to be... Who are you going to give what from that 7 million rand? And they'd come back to say that it would now be a coordinated
fund with other departments. So they would work with other departments on that fund, but it wouldn't be driven and run by the department as such anymore. It's in collaboration now with economic development and the other departments to see how everyone can contribute into that fund as a whole, but not the department being responsible and driving the Women's Economic Fund.
I wonder whether this is an advantage or a disadvantage. Gary, can you say something?
I don't mean to throw the cat amongst the pigeons now, but I'm wondering about the duplication of roles in terms of this committee and the department, because this committee is tasked with oversight, and if we are saying that the department also has oversight, who oversees who then? The department's role is policy development, which is the same as the economic development ministry. They're supposed to come up with a new gender policy and check if the policy on disability is working, and we're supposed to then oversee. They're supposed to come up with ways that they can interact with the Department of Labor and all the other departments and see whether those with the issues of gender, persons with disabilities, and children are mainstream in all of those departments. And we're then supposed to check and oversee if those actions have been effectively done. Because I think if we're going to be an oversight, I mean, if the department's going to be an oversight department, which then, I mean, it's going to be duplication of roles between this committee and the department.
Honorable Danny, Honorable Petra Velasco.
My suggestion, Chair, was going to be that the researcher, after budget, the way she presented it gives me hope that for the first time we've seen light. So if she could draft a discussion paper for us based on what it is that she's been saying. You know, like, for example, when she says oversight, and in fact, I'll be happy if we see from that discussion paper all other ministries that links up. So if she says, for example, in labor, these are issues about women that need to be taken up, about children, about disability, and this is the policy that exists. If it is inadequate, I'm sure we can review it. But I was asking if she could present a discussion paper so that when we come back, we can kind of concretize that discussion paper. My own worry about policy, now that the last speaker has mentioned policy, is that, you know, when we can't do things and we keep on formulating policy after policy, and in actual sense, for example, I just think for women there's enough policy in terms of issues of labor, marriages, properties, and these have been done and reviewed. How many times did women go to Geneva, copying from the international community about issues of women? So policy is there, but if we don't implement it, we'll never benefit out of that policy. We'll keep on topping policy on top of policy, but people on the ground won't benefit out of it, because we just kind of on paper doing things theoretically, and we don't affect them. I think implementation, if we could focus, and I'm happy that the researcher was mentioning that, because if we don't focus on implementation, we'll never benefit out of our own policies. But I mean, in marriages, in maternity, health, in labor, policies for women have been done and redone and redone and sharpened. But they are not implemented. So I would really suggest researchers do a discussion paper and we can concretize this ultimately.
Out of all the discussions that we have, you people have speeches now for your debate. Not unless your ears were closed. But all the contributions are actually helping us towards our debate.
Thank you, Chairperson. All I want to add to what Kashifa has explained, that is how I understood it, and that is why I made the remark. And if
the members can remember, since last year, I have requested the five departments that we dealt within the Domestic Violence Act, that they report not only on their response to the Domestic Act, but I actually asked them to give us a budget breakdown of how much they cater for women, how much they cater for youth, how much they cater for children and persons with disability. So I just want to make that, maybe just repeat that again. That is actually what I meant. And now we will have teeth, not just with regard to, I'm very excited if this is what is going to be, because for once there's going to be a ministry that is going to have the necessary teeth to be able to either attack or agree or work with the other 34 departments. With regard to what Gary has said, I do disagree a bit there, but I will talk to him about it. I think the only duplication of this new ministry might lie in the National Planning and Monitoring and Evaluation. That is the duplication, unnecessary. But then I also don't see it as unnecessary. I actually see, because this ministry is about the vulnerable sectors of the people of our country, which is human youth, women, youth, and children and persons with disability, so that we can clear that up. So thank you, Chairperson.
In fact, not the five. In fact, not the five departments that were
not just the five.
Yes.
I just thought we'll start there, Chairperson. That is why I may, you know, ask them the report so that we can start with them before we start with the
others. Robinson, can you just 2 minutes? I see your sad face. I don't want to say anything. I actually need us to conclude because I've got two other meetings to get to. So I'll be silent. Thank you. Then, members, on that note, can we then close on that understanding? But before we close, can we move for adoption of the report? Seconder?
A point.
Can I give you a chance?
No, but I didn't know that we'd reached the point of conclusion. I just have to make the point that from my party side, we cannot recommend that the House passes the budget. I can accept the report as the committee. So I'm very happy for us to do that. We accept the report. I think we're in, you know, at idem of this, but it is for our caucus to decide in consultation with us whether we're going to actually pass the budget or not. That's the next phase. So if we can do that, we're very happy, and I think you'll realize we are all really very concerned about achieving the right things, but there is a difference.
I think we understand that. On that note, then, can we close the meeting, and may you have a good debate on Friday. Of the best.
Thank you. Yeah, because I couldn't stay.
Oh, really? I had no idea.